What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are you trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, how often do you listen to these episodes back?
Pretty often. I try to listen to them while I'm cleaning or doing the dishes or something like that, but every now and then I'm too busy where I don't get a chance to. So I would say I miss maybe 2 to 4 episodes a month.
You ever notice how calm we are on these compared to like other podcasts?
Man, sometimes I feel like I'm super energized, and then when I listen back to it, we sound super calm.
I feel like that's a good thing. That's what we're trying to bring, positivity, positive news. So much fear going on. Every day it's like, Congress did this, Trump did this, the world's about to end, global warming, there's a crack in Greenland. We're bringing positive news that's making everyone feel better, have more calm, less fear. So maybe it's not a bad thing.
Exactly. We're trying to bring balance to the world a little bit.
Bring balance to the force.
Tú sabes. I wasn't trying to be like a complete nerd and say it, but I'm glad that you did because I'm with that.
There's an NBA podcaster. He's a writer. His name is Zach Lowe. He talks about when he first did his first TV bit. They're like, act as crazy as you possibly can imagine whenever you do the sound bite. And so he did it, and he was like, okay, now I need you to be even more crazy, and that's how TV works. It's one of those things where you never realize, like, everything on TV is always to the extreme so they can keep your attention.
Right.
And that's not always the best thing. It's like, CNN has this thing where they cover politics like it's sports coverage, where they put two people that don't agree on each side of the fence and they just argue about it for 20 minutes and it's just done and you never hear about it again.
Right.
Probably not the best thing in the world, but we're moving past that. We're moving towards some positivity, and we got 5 positive news stories here at The Positive Truth to make your week just a little bit better.
Tú sabes. Go ahead and jump right into them, JP.
So you know how we always talk about, even if you don't have much, you can still make the world a little bit of a better place by just saying something nice to someone?
Yes, sir.
So there's a college girl, 18, named Kira Mandel. She wrote 4,500 positive messages out on note cards, or 4,700, and just handed them out around their college, just to do something positive, just to make the world feel a little bit better. And I think it's awesome, because when you're 18 and you're a freshman in college, one thing you don't have is time and money. But you do have all the note cards in the world. And if you're just handing them out during finals week, just to make everyone feel better while everyone's stressed out, that can do so much. And I just really like the story.
Oh, that was an awesome story. I mean, she handwritten those?
Yeah.
Like, that's wild to me, man. Like, in college you have a lot of time, I guess. But for you to be 18 and want to do something nice like that for somebody else, like, that's inspiring, for sure.
She did them all anonymously, and they basically tracked her down because everyone felt so good about it.
That's awesome that everybody tracked her down. That is awesome. She definitely deserves some kind of recognition, for sure. Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and jump into my story. My first one is about a man. This man is a brave man. He's a father. His name is Ben Sowards. I hope I said his last name right. I'm sorry, Ben. But he has a 6-year-old daughter named Valerie. And one day, Valerie, who's in kindergarten, she had an accident at school. So basically, this man was at work. Ben was at work. His wife called him, was like, hey, can you go pick up Valerie? You know, she peed her pants and, you know, it's an accident, but stuff happens. So he says, you know, of course. So before he goes up there, he decided to pull a page out of Billy Madison's handbook. Have you ever seen Billy Madison?
I have no clue who Billy Madison is.
Man, it's with Adam Sandler. It's like a golf movie comedy.
Tim, you know I don't watch any movies, man.
Yeah, I know all my listeners that like have watched Billy Madison are like, man, JP, figure something out. Put down the books.
That is my life at work in a nutshell.
Somebody, I already know.
That we had this thing at work and they were like, describe your coworkers with a question. And the one for me was, this person doesn't know who some actor like Brad something. And I was like, yeah, I have no clue who that person is.
That sounds about right, though.
So anyway, continue.
Well, basically, in the movie Billy Madison, he has to go to school from kindergarten all the way through his 12th grade, and he has to pass in a matter of like 4 weeks or something. So just to prove that, you know, he's smart enough to get through elementary, middle, and high school, he does all that. And it's a comedy. It's really funny. But there's one part where they're on this field trip, and one of his friends that's like in, you know, second grade pees on himself. And Billy Madison, you know, help his friend out, puts water in that area, so it made it look like he peed on himself, so his friend didn't get laughed at alone, which, you know, is awesome to know that somebody has your back whenever, you know, something like that happens, because we all know how it is when you're a kid. Sometimes you just don't have control of that, you know? And sometimes you're having a dream that you're peeing in the toilet, and you wake up and peed on yourself. It happens. That was like, that happened to me a long time ago. I'm not going to tell you how old that was, but man. But anyways, so this man went to the office with water on his pants to make it look like he peed on herself, and he actually asked for his daughter's backpack so he could cover up his own accident, just so his daughter wouldn't get embarrassed. When his daughter saw what he was doing, like, she looked at him with just such, like, shock and happiness. Like, they took pictures afterwards, which I'm going to load to Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. They're super cute. It's definitely, like, Father of the Year type of thing. So, shout out to Ben from... not exactly sure where Ben's from right now, but shout out to Ben.
Being a parent is about support.
Tú sabes. I wish I knew what it was like, but, you know, it's coming soon.
Yeah, very soon for you, Tim.
Happy wife, happy life.
So my next positive news story is about a travel book writer and TV show host named Rick Steves. He's given a $4 million apartment complex in Lynnwood, Washington to the YWCA for homeless women and children and their families, which pretty awesome in itself. But he has a whole paragraph. He says, with the election of our president and the rise of a new greed is good ethic in our government, I want to be more constructive than just complaining about how our society is once again embracing a trickle-down ethics. And our remarkable ability to ignore the need in our communities, even when so much wealth has come to the top 1% of our populace. So inspired by what's negative is going on in our government, I want to attempt to make a difference, and I'm going to give a 24-unit apartment complex to the YWCA. If our country truly wants to be great, we need creative thinking connected with our hearts. It's my hope that love, compassion can trump values of commercialism, greed, and winners beating the losers. And I just think it was awesome.
Yeah, for sure, man. That is awesome.
There's always this feeling of like things are getting worse, but things are slowly getting better. And this is just one example of it, man.
That's the balance and the force.
Speaking of things slowly getting better, go into your next positive news story.
Man, literally slowly getting better. So check this out. Back in 1967, there was a Boston Marathon. There was the big Boston Marathon, you know, it's a huge event now. But back in 1967, women weren't allowed to run. And this woman named Catherine Switzer, she entered the Boston Marathon under the name KV Switzer. Am I sounding okay, JP?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, I thought I was breaking out for a second. But she registered as KV Switzer, right? So she entered this marathon. She decided to run without anybody knowing. She tried to cover up, you know, the fact that she was a woman by wearing a hood. And this big guy basically realized it was a woman, runs over there and said, "Get out of my race," and tries to pull her bib number off and grabs her and everything. She finally breaks free. You know, she was terrified, obviously, but she finally breaks free. She ends up running the marathon and finishing it in 4 hours and 20 minutes, which is ridiculously fast regardless. You know, a marathon is the most ridiculous thing ever. So she finishes it in 4 hours and 20 minutes. Later on, she got disqualified because she was a woman, and, you know, and she also got expelled from the AAU, which back then, if you get disqualified from the AAU, it's hard to compete because being a professional track athlete, they just didn't have those in the United States. And now we're talking how many years later, JP? It's now 50. 2017.
50.
We're talking a legit 50 years later. She ran in the Boston Marathon for the second time ever in her life. And she not only ran in it at the age of 70 years old, she finished in 4 hours and 44 minutes, only 24 minutes slower than what she did 50 years ago. They also ended up retiring her bib number, which is 261. And I'm going to upload this story to Facebook so you guys can check out a cool picture of her running and this man that tried to grab her off the course back in 1967. And you guys can see her crossing the finish line here in 2017. And you also get to watch a video of her starting the elite marathon, which are like the professional runners. She shot the gun to start that race. I mean, this story is super inspiring. I just found out about this like yesterday. The reason I was like wanting to share it so much, because you know, when I started running, I started doing my own research on who these runners were, who paved the way for certain people to run. And she's one of the women that paved the way for women to run marathons, for women to run long distance. Because back in the day, they wouldn't allow women to run more than 4 miles, 10 miles, because they thought they couldn't handle it. And women like her, she had to get basically her whole entire running career taken away from her just so people like me I'm allowed to coach high school girls now in cross country and track and get them cross country and track scholarships and watch them run marathons and all kinds of stuff like that. So shout out to Catherine, man. This is awesome.
See, this is one of those examples of things always feel like they're getting worse, but then you wake up one day and everything's different. So 50 years ago, like, I read that story too. They said, well, if a woman runs, her uterus will fall out, which is crazy.
Exactly.
Their body will break down. They won't be able to make kids anymore. They'll start growing beards. They'll get too manly. It's like ridiculously, ridiculously stupid. And that's why we're doing this podcast, is you still feel like that sometimes today. Then slowly, everyone takes positive steps and the world's just a better place. One day, we're going to wake up in 50 years and we're like, all that stuff going on in 2017, that was awful, but we made the world a better place in 2067. And we're going to keep on making the world a better place every single day we're here. Slow progress, but man, that is crazy that 50 years ago, women couldn't run marathons.
Exactly, man. It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, it does, I guess. You know, we just weren't as open-minded, I guess, back then. You know how things are. But, man, for her to run a marathon that fast now, that was the most impressive thing. 4 hours and 44 minutes.
Did you see the other highlights from the Boston Marathon on Monday?
I saw a couple of them.
The guy that lost his leg in Afghanistan ran the whole marathon holding American flag.
Yes, that story was awesome. I actually thought you were going to bring that one in, to be honest, because I saw it and I was like, you know what? JP's probably going to talk about it. I'm sure everybody saw that one.
And then there was another guy, because the Boston bombing was in 2013, and he lost both his legs and he still finished the marathon this year. He did it on one of those bike things.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of positive news stories coming out of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, for sure, man. It's magical. It's something that I definitely want to run in one day, for sure.
How many marathons has she ran in so far since she, the Catherine Switzer? How many marathons has she done since 50 years ago?
Man, I do not have that number. Do you have it, JP?
Oh, I just found it. She ran 39 marathons, achieving a personal best in 1975 of 2 hours, 51 minutes, and 33 seconds.
And what year was that?
1975.
Wow. That's really, really impressive. I mean, she was probably one of the best marathoners in the world.
Oh,
probably
she
wasn't even get.
She looks good now. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, at 70 years old, she has biceps bigger than mine, I think, right now.
I have no comment on that.
Yeah, because you know it's the truth. Oh, man.
So, speaking of very positive things going on in the world, I saved my best for last. Have you ever heard of the Himalayan Cataract Project?
No, sir.
So, the Himalayan Cataract Project is basically eye surgeons, Sanduke Root and Jeffrey Tabin. They've been restoring eyesight to more than 150,000 patients in 24 countries. They've been performing small inclusion cataract surgeries, which takes 5 minutes to do and costs $20. And they've been doing it in basically countries where people are unnecessarily blinded. They have a website called cureblindness.org. And he said about 18 million people are needlessly blinded cataract patients still awaiting care. So what happens is, if you're living in a poor country, the example they use in this video is Burma. You get infected water, infected food, and proteins build up, and children go blind, like adults go blind, and it's just a part of life. Like, you go blind in an eye or two, like your eyes turn white. Like, they just accept that. So these doctors, basically, they met on a hiking trip. It's like one's a Buddhist monk that happens to be an eye surgeon, and one's just basically an American. It's just like, I just really like adventure. And the Buddhist monk surgeon told him about it, like, hey, this is a crazy problem. And he's like, well, we should work together to find a solution. And so what they do is this surgery, which takes $20 to do, which if you did in America, our healthcare system is so broken, it would cost like a couple thousand. But since they're doing it basically for free, it only costs $20 a person, since no one needs to get paid. And they set up these little camps where villagers basically walk for days to get there. And they give away these surgeries for free. And they line them up and they put them on like a table, get them all set up, do the surgery. It takes 5 minutes and they just move them on in. So they can do like 1,500 people in 12 hours. The surgery,
that is wild.
Yo, the surgery takes 5 minutes to do. And then the next day they can see. And so a lot of times it's word to mouth. They'll like hear these people in these countries will hear these stories like, hey, they can help fix your vision. And they'll just be like, sure. And they'll just go just to. Like, some people believe it, some people don't, but they're like, it's free, it's worth the risk. I'm older, or I have a blind child. And they go walk, and then they take the bandage off the next day, and some people didn't even know they were blind. They get it fixed, and it's just like, yo, they can see again.
That's pretty cool. And how many can they do in a couple hours, is what you said? 1,500?
1,200 to 1,500. In 12 hours.
And that's awesome. So they do it for free?
Yeah, they're doing it for free, man. They're a semi-finalist for the MacArthur Foundation grant, which is a $100 million grant this year. And they have a video. I definitely found a video that I will upload to the Facebook page. And it's just like a 12-minute video on CBS. It's pretty crazy. I will also... there's a link to the cureblindness.org where you can learn about what they're doing and their cause and their work and how to get involved and help. And the best part about this story, it was submitted by a listener who wanted us to talk about it. So if you all have any positive news stories, please tell us. Sometimes it's just me and Tim doing this. We're just looking for positive news stories on the internet. You all have more eyeballs than we do. You send them in, we talk about it, more people learn about it, more positivity in the world. Tim, you got anything to add?
And we continue to balance the force. Guys, make sure you follow us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at the Positive Truth. You can also follow us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Now, before we get out of here, I have a quote. So for this positive quote, it is, the past has no power over the present moment. That goes for all of our positive stories today. That goes for your life, our lives, anything you can think of. Don't let anything that happened to you before affect what you're doing today. So try to stay positive, people.
Absolutely. We will see you on Friday. We're talking about difficulties to becoming a U.S. citizen. It's going to be a great episode. And then we'll be back Monday and Wednesday with more positive news. Stay positive. Keep your heads up. Tim, do you have a quote? Oh, yeah, you already did the quote. My bad.
JP, go to sleep.
I'm about to go snack and eat some more.
That sounds about right.
We're out.
Stay positive.